Messing around in the studio, my guests have arrived. And that was Blue Town Rats with I Don't Like Monday. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, morning.
Morning. Hello. Morning.
Yes, the wave there was indicating that you're actually live on the air at the moment.
Perfect.
So why don't you tell the lovely people of Brentwood, Billericay, surrounding areas who you all are? You're not just random imposters that have decided to join me and just keep me entertained. So shall we start with you?
Yes, my name's Ian.
What do you do?
Thanks, Nick.
No, please, introduce yourselves.
I am currently a human resources and recruitment intern for a company in London.
Oh, nice, nice. Going round?
I'm Josh. I manage an off-licence at the bottom of Wardy Hill.
Ah.
And I'm Nick. I'm an estate agent.
Ooh.
I know, right? Well, at least I'm not a banker. No, I'm joking.
I was talking about RBS earlier, saying about how much they had to bail people out.
That's very kind of them, isn't it?
Yeah, it was figures of some sort of million. I can't remember what. Anyway, apart from just loitering in the studio, you did have a reason for coming here. You're setting up a new football team, I believe.
Yeah, we're members of Brentwood Baptist Church. We're starting up a football match every Sunday afternoon at King George's Playing Fields.
Oh, that's good. That's good times.
So yeah, starting at 4 o'clock. It'll be every Sunday, kind of up to the end of September. So if anybody wants to come along for a kickabout or just want some exercise in the park, then we're going to be there every Sunday from 4 o'clock.
That's good. That's good. And was it just, where did the inspiration for this come from?
Well, I have a real passion for football and for people. So, you know, it's kind of, for me, it's quite logical and kind of bought a couple of goals last week. And yeah, so if people want to come along for a kickabout on a Sunday, then
I remember seeing the picture of you from when you were at university and you were man of the match.
Which game was that?
The one where you decided to, you know, wave your shirt everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was one of the matches.
Do you want to share the story with us?
I just scored the winning penalty.
Nothing major.
For our varsity team, to win varsity. But yeah, it was quite, it was good.
There's a picture of you and just match, everyone's chasing you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got bundled after that. But
yeah, it was, in a good way.
Yeah, of course.
No bones were broken.
None of my bones.
That's good.
Despite our best efforts.
Anyway, so do you want to continue saying about like football team? And also you're going to mention a bit about the home group as well.
Yep. Okay. So in terms of ability, I have none. So don't be too concerned if you're not the most gifted footballer in the world.
So Nick's in goal then.
I wish. No, I'm too thin. It'll break me. but yeah, even if you are very good, you'll still be welcome. And the home group, I mean, we're a bunch of guys from the church, as we said, but we run sort of a house group thing, which if you don't know what that is, I suppose the best way to describe that would be hanging around with friends. We meet up once a week on a Friday, just relax and nothing too intense, but we sort of look about life, etc. Obviously Christians, we sort of talk about what life is like with a God who we believe is alive today.
Sounds very good. Sounds very good. And whereabouts is this? Is hell, times, etc.?
That's actually at my house. So if you get in contact, I think there's a group on Facebook.
I'll put some details on my blog. So if anyone wants to get in contact with Facebook groups, names, contacts.
Rather than shout out my whole address on the radio, get in contact with us and we'll let you know where it is.
address, phone number, postcode, mail.
And I think it's 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock it starts and normally runs through to about 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish.
That sounds good. So how long has that been going on for?
About a few weeks.
And so how did that all that get set up and everything?
So we're, as I said earlier, we're members of Brentwood Baptist Church. and we have a real passion for people and for God. So we wanted to get together with people in our church and people outside the church, just as Nicky said, to kind of talk about God, but also to really develop friendships, and we have some really nice food beforehand. So
food wins everyone over. Food always seems to bring everyone closer together.
Josh's wife Laura is an amazing cook, so it's always
goes down well. Evening, yeah. So what kind of repertoire has you been cooking up for everyone recently?
We had a stew, didn't we, on Friday?
Irish stew with real bits of beef. Yeah.
Opposed to fake beef.
Well, I've tried. Well, they somehow lumbered me with the duty of cooking once. And
at least if it was for me, you'd get beans on toast with a bit of cheese.
That's an improvement to Nicky's cooking.
Yeah, I once managed to cook oven chips, and it went horribly wrong. I mean, I managed to literally—I don't know what happened.
Did they come out like carbon sticks?
Cooked on the outside, raw in the middle. But with frozen chips, that's gross.
That is pretty special, to say the least. Anyway, you're talking about life, etc. This is a song called Love, etc. We'll talk to you more after some music. I've just been informed that Nicky said last time he was on radio, you wanted to take over the world. Tell us more.
This is a little bit embarrassing. I was sort of like 5 at the time, so I think it's a little bit more acceptable than it is now.
So, in spite of that, Ian came back with quite a good comment. You know, you said he's trying to take over the world, and how does it all start? You know, he's training.
But he's training to be a minister. So I think that's the start, and then, you know, maybe a political career after.
Take over the Pope? No, not really. I'm joking, guys.
Seriously. You just wanted his armoured glass car, don't you?
Well, we can't lie, but that is a cool car to drive around in.
Just be like, hello, everyone, hello. You just borrow it for the day, wouldn't you? Just go around and, you know, wave at everyone.
If taxis were like that. Oh, I always get taxis all the time.
That'd be amazing, to be honest.
Talking of famous people, actually, I was in London yesterday, and I suddenly saw this police convoy come along in this BMW, and it was Will and Kate in an armoured car. They were going along to the Olympics to the volleyball. Because literally, they made such a massive scene. It was like 5 police cars and an armoured Land Rover. I'm like, really?
Yeah, they should get the trains, didn't they?
Get the tube. I've seen the tube on Boris. I've seen Boris Johnson on the tube.
Cameron was on there, wasn't he?
Yeah. Boris Johnson's always like, hello. Hello, everyone. Hello. I was like, oh, dear.
Did you see him get caught on the zip wire?
No.
That was so funny. He was on the zip wire.
Is it the one across Wembley?
Yeah. And he was near the end and he just got stuck and was just hanging there.
I need to YouTube this. Anyway, sorry, that is actually quite funny. I need to find that. That sounds quite fun. Yeah. Anyway, you were saying a bit more about fundraising and Free Pete Challenge and also your big cycle ride that you did.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to talk about the Free Pete?
Well, I could, but I didn't quite finish it all.
You can talk about.
Yeah, of course. We decided, not Josh, unfortunately. Sorry. There's a group of us decided.
He's 2 weeks.
Guys, easy.
We decided to do the Free Peaks Challenge, so within 24 hours, climb Ben Nevis, Scaffold Pike, and Snowdon.
Snowdon.
Well, that's how it's pronounced, I believe, in Wales.
Just say Snowdon, it's the Essex way.
So, Snowdon. We decided to go ahead and do that. I believe our final time was 3 hours 40 minutes, so we managed to do it and raised a lot of money. I don't actually know the figure, because, well, I don't know the figure. I forgot to count.
Every penny individually.
Oh, yeah, that would have been painful. but yeah, as I said, unfortunately, I didn't quite manage to do it. As we were doing all the bendy roads around Ben Nevis and Fort William, and my stomach decided to turn on me. So I had to...
Just reminding you, this is breakfast time, so you might not want to keep some details to yourself.
Ah, well, I'm just explaining that's why I didn't manage to do Scaffold Pike.
Still, how off are you for doing... I mean, I'm so unfit, and I'm sure if I climbed one, I'd be like... just absolutely knackered. So, how off are you both?
Ah, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, thank you. Yeah, and I cycled from Land's End to John O'Groats last summer with a friend. We raised £1,000.
Oh, wow.
Each for charity.
Who was that for? What charity?
So, I raised money for the 3H Fund.
Tell us more about... Yeah.
So they give holidays for disabled children, activity holidays, holidays abroad. And my friend, Ali, raised money for cancer research.
Wow, so £1,000.
So he raised £1,000 each.
That's absolutely incredible.
And it's a two-week cycle starting in Land's End, ending 2 weeks later in John O'Groats.
So was it worth it, or were you absolutely...
Yeah, it was.
Were you just happy to see your bed?
It was. It was worth it. It was... overall, we really enjoyed it. Times it was really hard. Really hard, especially with the rain and the wind. But
I've seen a few. I remember when we came around yours, we saw some of the videos that you did each day.
Yeah. I think after the first, you saw the video after the first day, we got lost, we got wet, and we were like, oh my goodness, what have we let ourselves in for?
You're like, why? Why? Why?
And but no, like you just get up every day and aim to hit the miles that you want to hit. So
how many miles was it a day, roughly? Was it different per day?
average between 70 and 80 miles a day. Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, that's not too. Yeah. Doesn't sound too bad. No, and you had quite a good racing bike kind of thing.
Yeah, we had. Yeah, we bought a couple of new bikes beforehand. So. Yeah. Yeah.
I think a motorbike would have been better.
It would have been quicker.
Just a motorbike. That would have been good, but that's not really the whole spirit of it. You're hardly doing much exercise. You're just, you know, twisting, going.
You can get those bikes with like motors on the back, can't you?
Motorbikes.
Yeah. Oh, I was just waiting for you to say something like that. But no, I know what the ones you mean. Like the Boris bikes, they're slightly powered.
Yes, thanks, Stephen.
I know what he means.
Motorbikes.
They've got an electrical motor rather than a petrol motor.
Motorbikes, as I was saying.
I'm going to turn down your mic. But no, seriously, that is really good. And so have you heard where the money's gone? Have you heard, like, you know, any feedback? Because sometimes when you go to charity, they can send you like an email or a letter about 6 months later and say your money's gone to XYZ.
Well, the charity that I raise money for is a really small charity, so they sent me a thank you letter. But
they're always very grateful charities.
Yeah, and it came at a really good time as well. They're really struggling financially, so.
Oh wow, that's good.
So it's really good that we could raise money for them.
No, I mean, this year I'm hoping to do it's next year now, but the Brentwood Fun Run again. And that's next year. And as you, I don't know if many of you know, but I always like doing it in fancy dress.
You did it in a banana outfit once.
One year I ran it in a banana outfit. And do you know what the charity was for? Have a guess.
Bananas?
No, fair trade.
That kind of makes sense now. What does a banana charity do? I don't even know.
If you want to call fair trade a banana charity, I don't know. But yeah. But no, and then the year after, I actually came second in the fancy dress. Have you ever heard of a morph suit? I managed to run the 3 miles in a morph suit. I was absolutely baking because it's a whole body zipped up, everything.
That's giving me nightmares, if you don't mind my saying so.
Nightmares? At least, why is it giving you nightmares, Daryl?
Is that what you're wearing now?
No, this is just normal jeans. I know I've got bright shoes on, but they're not like the red of my, you know, morph suit. Can I just say...
Do they have a webcam?
Yes, they do. It's right in front of me. Yeah, so they can see I've got headphones on, a nice jumper, you know, nothing major, nothing serious. I can't believe I'm being insulted live on air. Oh, dear. This is Phoenix FM. You're listening to Sunday Sunrise with me, Stephen Bealey, and I'm still joined in the studio. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I found this news article, which I was just saying while we were just doing the adverts, and I found it on BBC News, and I saw it, and I was like, no, I'm going to save this for you guys, as you mentioned about the football, and I swear... this is on the BBC News website. Playford football team seeks sponsor in pants. Correct me if it says here, a Sunday League football team from Suffolk has resorted to playing in their underwear in a bizarre bid to attract a new sponsor to buy them a new kit.
That's interesting.
That won't be happening this afternoon.
Definitely.
Playford Football Club, who play in Playfield's Ipswich Sunday Football League, produced a YouTube video to the tune of LMFAO Sexy and I Know It.
Okay, maybe that might be happening.
And the clip features the Woodbridge based team playing a match in just their underwear, shin pads and boots.
Yeah.
At least they're sticking to the laws. Yeah.
And more than 700 people watched the footage only days after it was posted. And defender and club captain Richard Jones of 27 came to up to the idea, and he said, "We want to do something that make us stand out to potential sponsors." We're hoping the video might help, and it was good fun to make, although slightly odd. The club relegated two divisions after conceding more than 100 goals. Conceding 100 goals in the 2010 to 2011 season, finished fourth in the fourth tier of the Ipswich League last season. And they also won the league's Fair Play Award for the third time. And the club was formed in 1998. And there's actually pictures here on the BBC website. And it's disturbing. I'll show you during the next song. But do you have any views on this?
No, I didn't have a view on it. I didn't see it. No,
I meant on the story as a whole.
Well,
it's different.
It must be quite tricky during the winter. Just saying.
There's so many innuendos here.
I'm just saying it's cold.
At least no one can grab your shirt.
Yeah, you just don't want them to grab your shorts.
Definitely.
I actually can't say it was a straight face. I need to play a song. We can see you on the webcam, you know. You were dancing along to the techno beat of the music, weren't you?
Well, dancing is very liberally what you can describe.
Yeah. Someone once said to me when I was dancing, they said, you're either dancing or having a fever. I was like, that's charming. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I was dancing.
Mostly because of the sweat, to be honest with you.
Probably, yeah. But no, you had. I did request you during that that little bit there to do a little shout out for me.
Firstly, this guy's hair is actually like this on the webcam. If you watch,
yeah,
the
webcam is on you guys.
This guy has had this hair since he was about 15.
Wow,
the beard since he was about 13, and he does look like Jesus. He does look like Jesus.
Ian, you know it's a radio program. People can't see his long hair.
The no, they the can. Webcam. There's a webcam.
People on the webcam.
Oh, okay, but on the radio. just to give you a scale.
Go on to the webcam.
A sort of, from a scale of 1 to 10, it's long.
From wrist to wrist.
But thick. No, very thick.
Thick, curly, you know. It's not
hair,
that.
Not him.
Just to make that clear.
Shout out to your sister.
Yeah. Yes.
So, Helen.
You're going to say good morning.
Morning, Helen.
Good morning to New Zealand.
Exactly. Good morning.
Hey, bro. Well. How are you doing, eh?
Or is it good evening?
Good morning.
Evening. Definitely.
Evening, I guess.
Just say good day. That just encompasses
good day, mate.
Good day.
That's Australian.
Good day, bro. Now that is New Zealand. Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, dear. But no, you were going to say your little about the Olympics, linking into, shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, shout-outs. Yeah, I just noticed after sort of every event. I mean, I understand that you should thank people for doing stuff, but it seems like everyone's getting the same things. It's like, mum, dad, I mean, obviously, they did give birth, so yeah, maybe a little bit of credit's due there. But yeah, just laughing about every time. It's like, my mum, my dad, the crowd, everyone else.
You've gone up about 5 octaves. It's unbelievable.
That was Josh.
No, it wasn't.
That's the reason he's kept quiet, is because he normally speaks like that.
Fair. I found it quite funny. I was watching one of them. I think it was when the rowing won yesterday. And they were quite emotional. And they're like, I don't mean it to sound like the Oscars, but thanks, Mom. Thanks.
But then they got played out, so...
Yeah, and they're thinking of making postage stamps. Would you believe of all like the Olympic gold, like you know, finalists?
Released some of them already.
Already,
every gold medalist after, that is British is getting released.
That's crazy. They're going to become a collector's item, I'm sure. So if you want an investment for the future, I don't know. I'm just
don't collect stamps.
Don't collect stamps.
Invest in properties. Come see me.
Oh, stop doing shameful plugging. Anyway, this is a bit of Ellie Goulding because my sister did request it. She said the new Ellie Goulding song, but I frankly don't listen to Ellie Goulding, so I don't. Do you know what the new single's called at all?
Not an Ellie Goulding fan.
Well,
so I found out they're actually going to be movie stars as well.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
You sound so excited. You're just like, yeah.
We try and keep humble, you know.
Yeah. Down to earth. Yeah. Kind of famous people.
Yeah, fair enough. Tell us more.
So we were extras in a film called The Magnificent 11.
Tell us about it.
So it's a remake of the film Magnificent Seven. Which was
who's the fourth one? There's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, he's not in it.
Oh no! So Nicky's not taking part in this.
Shall I leave the room?
No, it's fine.
There's coffee, tea and coffee next door. So
no, stay. Don't get bullied by Ian. Carry on.
Yeah, so we were extras in the remake of that. It was called Magnificent 11. So we were playing in a football match.
That's cool.
So we spent a Sunday just filming. And
so basically just having a good time but being filmed for it.
Yeah, it was great. So we're part of a local church team, United Churches for Brentwood.
Oh.
And one of our friends has got a contact. So we got a Sunday just filming for this.
That's quite good. You just had a good time playing football.
Yeah,
you didn't really mind that they were filming in the background.
It was absolutely freezing.
It was
the middle of December.
Yeah. Good thing you weren't in your shorts.
Wearing our shorts.
No, I meant from the news article earlier.
Oh,
just our shorts.
Oh.
That's why.
No, they're in their panties. We're in our shorts.
I really hope someone hasn't just tuned in and all they just heard was they were in their panties. It's like, okay.
My mum's listening.
Do you want to say hi,
mum? Hope you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, I'm sure she's enjoying the show. But yeah, it's a good show. Yeah,
it's a very good show.
There we go. But no. Nick, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just leaning.
Oh, just leaning towards the microphone. But no, so when's the film going to be released? Or
Josh and I went to the premiere a few weeks ago. So I think I could probably hand over to Josh to explain his part in the film.
Go on.
I similar to Ian, I was just playing in the background. Just some
specifically,
of the
specifically.
I did a really good cross at one point, which Ian thinks was a shot.
Be honest.
It was a very, very well-placed cross.
He hit a shot that went 40 yards wide. That was his contribution to the film.
It was a good cross.
Well, to be honest, I'm with Nick. I'm rubbish at football, so I can't even...
We literally spent hours filming.
But surely that sounds like a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's great, but it's done nothing to Josh's reputation as a good footballer.
When the film comes out, you see it and you see that moment, you'll know exactly how good we are. So next Sunday, you can come along and not feel intimidated at all. Yeah.
So you're just going to show off your moves?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Not quite that good.
So is Ian going to show how it's done?
I'll go along.
Here's a quick question for you all. Who do you all support? You're saying you're quite passionate about football.
I kind of support Southend.
Kind of?
Bit of a loose fan. Yeah.
Loose fan. When they're doing well,
they're doing well.
Who was it they beat that like, or got the first goal against someone like really big? Was it Man?
Oh, we beat Manchester United, years ago.
I remember it was just absolutely incredible.
Years ago.
But it's one of those things people are never going to forget.
Yeah, no, it was a great
good event. Oh, cool. And yourself, do you support anyone?
I support Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah.
Are you going to do every place we mention, you're going to just have an accent from Nick?
I dare you to try, I'll keep going.
Liverpool.
You pick the one I can't do, actually.
Yes!
You can't do anyone. So
they all sound the same to me.
But no, so anyway, in spite of your filming and, you know, you becoming movie stars, I've got a song from the 80s, which I thought might, you know, some of you guys are. It was Fine Young Cannibals with She Drives Me Crazy. And before that, we had Duran Duran with Girls on Film. And I was kind of making a joke that it kind of, they're talking about the film career and, you know, just how it kind of linked to you lot.
How Josh looks like a girl.
No, that's just horrible. Anyway, you're going to say about the football in the Olympics and you're going to just remind people about your football and...
Yes, so we're starting this afternoon, every Sunday at 4 o'clock at King George's Park in Brentwood. We're going to be playing a game of football. We've bought a couple of good goals. So if you want to play football on a Sunday afternoon, if you've got a spare hour and you want to make some new friends, then feel free to come down.
You don't need to be any good, as I said before. I am definitely not. Although, having said that, I reckon I could get into the Olympic England team based on their last performance.
Tell us more.
Well, we lost on penalties last night.
And what's new?
Daniel Sturridge, I don't know what he was doing. He kind of ran up, stopped, and then ran. And by the time he'd kicked it, the keeper had already dived. And
sorry, what?
Thanks for that breakdown, Ian.
That was the end.
Gripping stuff.
Do you want to talk about the rest of the game?
That was one goal each. That's sort of one goal each. The highlights, I believe.
Hence why it went to penalties.
Indeed.
I don't know much about football, but I'll understand that, you know.
You've got the rules down.
Brilliant.
Yeah. We lost to South Korea, which, you know.
It's the good Korea.
Oh,
nice Korea.
Oh, political there.
It's a nice Korea, not the naughty Korea.
Yeah, let's keep comments like that off the radio, please. Yeah, when I edit the audio, shall I keep that, like, you know, just that bit off?
I just say, you know, sort of edit the good and the bad. But, yeah.
Just the career.
Or sort of dub it over with South Korea.
The South. It's just going to go from one voice. I'm just going to do a very poor voiceover. I could not do voiceovers. I'd probably sound horrific.
But I'm kind of impressed that North Korea have got so many medals because...
How many have they got now? I'm just looking. South
More than Russia, which is embarrassing.
Yeah. South Korea currently have... They're one below us. They're fourth in the medal table, and they have 9 golds, 3 silvers, and 5 bronzes. 17 medals altogether. But the US, wow, 26 golds the US have. Oh.
Wow. They
have more medals in the swimming pool than England have, or Great Britain have altogether.
Probably. First is the US, second is China, and the third is Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
To be honest, North Korea are kind of threatened with their lives.
That's
if they don't win a medal. So, you know,
it's a good incentive to get
a good incentive. That's why.
Ian, are you sure you want to broadcast that live on air?
Maybe edit that bit out.
So is that Ian Nichols saying that?
Yeah. I'm just saying facts. after saying a fact.
Yeah, there's facts. I mean, I could tell you quite a lot of facts which aren't fit for radio. yeah, so let's keep facts like that off the radio.
I'm just saying, it's what I heard. It's what's in the Daily Mail.
It's what's in the Oh, if that makes it all right, does it? And that's advertising, so shush. But no, so the football team. So, yeah, so you're going to be starting. It's from 4 o'clock, you're saying?
Yeah, so starting today. Yeah, like I said, if you want to come along for a kickabout, we'll be at King George's Park at 4 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it'd just be a great time just to...
I think the weather looks quite good today. Friends. I mean,
yeah,
so
hopefully it will kind of stay like this.
Yeah, so no, yeah. Hopefully it should be quite good. I mean, it's probably better than when it was about 30 degrees the other week.
Oh, yeah, that would have been beastly.
Well, I was stuck in an office then. I was like, oh, it's so hot.
We could have played in pants then if it was that hot.
I think Ian's suggesting, you know, he just wants to, yeah.
That will not be our uniform.
Not today, not the first.
That's the team photo. It's like, thumbs up. Actually, I remember someone I know at their uni, they had a sports event, and to raise money, they actually had equivalent of Calendar Girls, but Olympic, like, you know, it was interesting, but it was guys, it was interesting. Hurdles were positioned strategically.
Yeah, I'm not really sure I'm into exposing my body for money there. Not so sure I'm up for that.
It raised a lot of money for charity, apparently.
Oh, well.
In that case,
webcam on. I'm completely joking.
The webcam is on you, so.
Okay, clothes are still on.
Yeah. You know, the window behind you is quite big, you know, and like, you know, the next presenter, Andrew, is probably, he usually comes in about 25 minutes early, so he's probably due in the next 5 minutes. It might disturb him somewhat if I'm just talking to three people in just their pants. He might be like...
For those who aren't on webcam, we don't have the physiques to pull that off.
I look like Gollum. And not before, like, this is when he's 500, yeah, not great.
Oh, dear. Oh, why did I even think it would be a good idea to get you guys?
It's just Nicky, really.
Because we're hilarious.
Well, in the spirit of Sunday, actually, no, not in the spirit of Sunday. I don't know why I said that, but do you guys know Billy Idol?
Not personally.
No, same, yeah.
Do you know any of his music?
No, not really. He's a death metal artist.
Can you really imagine me listening to... Can you see me listening to death metal?
Yeah.
Really?
It's the Kiss makeup.
Yeah.
That would be I'd love to go to Fancy Dresses dressed as Kiss. That'd be like the black and white, and it would be quite cool.
You said Fancy Dress a few times. I'm getting concerned.
Well, I lost a bet in my life.
Is that your outfit hanging up on the wall? The Kiss outfit?
That's mine. And I was actually lost a bet in Southend, and I basically have to go to this person's housewarming party when they have it as Princess Leia.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Live on air.
To be honest, as the phrase goes, I'm shameless. I don't care. But no, it's a good day to start again. Nice day for a white wedding. Billy Idol. They were about to leave the studio, much to a tremendous cheer, but they realised they hadn't actually said goodbye.
That would have been rude.
Bye.
Bye.
That would have been rude and everyone's like, bye. But no, so yes, all the details will be on our website, www.phoenixfem.com, and it will be contact details of how to get in contact with Ian regarding the house group and also details of the football. So is any last remark, comments?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, and hopefully see you this afternoon.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming on Phoenix Fem, and I'm sure when it all kicks off, we'll be happy to have you back. Thank you, and I'll see you in probably about 45 minutes, yeah?
Great. See you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.